Welcome, welcome, bienvenido. This is August the 4th, is it? Yeah, I think, bloody hell. August the 4th already. 2000, it's 0101. Oh, no, bloody hell. No, it's August the 5th, sorry. I'm really losing time here. It's all kind of merging into one thing. August is, like, suddenly here upon me, and I did my journey today to the town to get some to pay the rent and all that stuff into the banks. Funny old world. Yeah. Anyway, tonight I would like to open the lines on 775-657-5973 or wallspirit.switchboard or indeed the Revolution Radio Studio B dialing listener thing on Skype, which you could also just go for wolfspirit.switchboard and that should come through to me eventually. So, welcome to the show. I'm very happy to speak about anything that I speak about the rays, about Planet X. I haven't heard any new news about Planet X or what's coming up, so I haven't heard very much about that. And what else? Where are we? I'm looking if there's any messages for me. Right, my voice. That's Dave's voice. Sorry. That's going over there to Wolf Spirit Radio. So, welcome everybody. I'd like to again invite people to call in on the Revolution Radio line, or indeed the Wolf Spirit Radio line. Or ask questions in the chat room, but I'd rather speak to somebody and chat about stuff, or you know, answer questions. So, really, the subject is completely open tonight. But by default, I talk about the one thing I know about that nobody else seems to know about. So it's the seven rays, and what can we talk about the aspects of the rays tonight? Yes, the T ray. We have to have plenty of tea to fund all this. Yeah. What's going on for everybody? A lot of people are experiencing purging that's going on in their lives. I was talking last night on Ever Beyond to Tracy Kennedy and to Dale. Various other people, to Steve Travesty. We were discussing what's been going on, what's been expressing itself. The word expression is the same kind of expression as in to express breast milk, as in something coming in from the, coming out from the inside. And this process is what's going on through each and every human being. The depths are the place where we're looking at. We're going really, really deep. My personal journey, and this is Journeys with JP, so if there's a better place to talk about it, I don't know where is. I would like to invite anybody else to, if they hear anything that is resonant with them, to come along and join the conversation. What are we calling in for? We're talking about the purgation, the events that are going on at the moment. Everybody's is different, and yet at the same time, we're all going through a similar process, and the process is of ejecting that which is not us to leave remaining only that which is us. All the stuff that is not us, on different levels. I mean, you could look upon things as if they were pieces of shrapnel, pieces of implant, things that have been stuck into us. And as those of us who are familiar with these things, if you have an injury and you get foreign material in there, it will eventually work its way out. Your body does a thing. It wraps it in a sort of fatty layer and allows this thing to eventually rise to the surface. It becomes a boil. The boil ejects this little piece of dirt, and then boom, it starts to clean up again and clear up. This is the process known as working out. So when we talk about energies expressing or energies working out, it's a kind of similar process, but it's basically coming from the inside outwards. When we have a situation like an emotion that is embedded in us, a feeling that is embedded in us, then a similar process happens, but it happens on the emotional level. And in that way, it shapes events around us in order for us to see the exposure of this energy. Right, I'll word that a different way. We need to express that feeling. If a feeling's been suppressed, it will eventually rise to the surface. It's like a ping pong ball held underwater. It's not that strong, but it will eventually do all it can to rise to the surface. Thus it is with pieces of shrapnel, pieces of foreign material, and with emotions. So when somebody lays one on you, when somebody dumps on you, when somebody melts down on you, when somebody traumatizes you, it's like receiving a kind of splinter in your emotional body. And we have mental control over our emotional body, and we can suppress things. So what would be a normal reaction, which is for that emotion to express sometime later, you know, normally when the adrenaline's worn off, the adrenaline will wear off, and then you'll start expressing. You'll start crying or shaking or stretching, or you know, just kind of doing the things, you know, where we iron ourselves out. So this is the mechanism that allows us to heal ourselves. And like I said, it's a bit like a ping pong ball held underwater. It will do what it can. It's not like it's angry. It just does. That's exactly what it does, you know. It's not because it's angry or anything, but it just will continue going until it finds its way to the surface. And it will always exert a pressure against that which is holding it from surfacing. So emotions are like that, and emotions can be suppressed for a long, long time. And other emotions are suppressed on top of that, and on top of that, and on top of that. So when you have emotional layers built up and built up and built up, it's going to be hard to unpick the lot of them. And one of the problems is that you can't face it, because that's exactly what you can't face. All the things that you've denied are all the things you can't face, obviously. That's because you can't face them that you denied them. Yeah, so it's going to be the hardest thing in the world to turn around and face this thing. Can't say I'm particularly good at turning around and facing them with great courage, but you know, it's like a job. It's like something you have to do. You know, if you're doing the washing, you have to hang it out. You can't just keep filling the washing machine. You have to take it out. You have to go through the process. So how do we heal these things? How do we heal suppressed emotions? Well, first of all, we don't always remember these suppressed emotions, these feelings that go on. We don't remember them. That's because we've denied them, because we didn't want to face them. It's a natural mechanism. Sometimes it's a real necessity. It's not like a cowardly choice. You know, you may be in the middle of childbirth and you realize that your husband's been stealing from the house or something like that, right in the middle, and you don't really want to feel you know, you don't want to work it out at that time. You want to deal with it later. So you put it away. You deal with it later and deal with the thing that's at hand. And sometimes that later never gets addressed. And it eventually ends up as some kind of illness. So, in order to be most healthy, we have to allow these things to express. We have to allow these emotions to come to the surface. We have to play out the emotion. Aha. We have a phone call. Area code. Hello, area code 908. Who might that be?
Who might that be? Could it be Verge, Drew, Stinky Winker, also as well?
Hello, Diana. How are you?
I'm here.
You're here. Welcome.
I've taught people not to ask me that, but I know you mean well.
Well, how are you? Should I say, who are you?
I usually reply, how am I what? And then they ask, how are you doing? How am I doing what?
Well, I'll say, how are you feeling? And who you can, or you can say, how am I feeling? Who am I feeling what? Yeah. So.
And how are you?
Well, today I have been a space cowboy, and a seed jockey, and a Zeppelin painter. Sorry, I'm just it's catching, you know. It's catching, Verge. That you have a randomizing influence on things. Have you noticed that people around you start talking gibberish as well?
Good, because following the norm is boring, like a beetle that enters your mind and just bores through and beats through and turns everyone into a bot.
So this is very interesting. People are saying my sound is cutting out. Are you getting a solid signal from me?
You're making that, but I will. It is cutting out.
It is. Oh, that's very interesting. Well, I've got a perfect signal to you, and and I'm receiving both of you. Yes, yeah, I see that. It's interesting. Yeah, people are saying my sound is cutting in and out. I know. Let me turn this off. I know what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's Fringe Season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, complete. It's downloading. This may improve things. Has that sort of stopped things from cutting out a bit? Maybe
okay,
not.
Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Are we on? Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Well, we'll see in a minute how we're doing. I was breaking up badly. What breakup is a good breakup?
So, several days ago, or quote unquote recently, the topic of the alignment of the Star of David has been having many people react. So I'm curious about more on that. Is that why, in my particular being, why I was etherically arguing with people about unresolved, I don't like using the word issues, because to me issues are magazines, but that's the catchphrase these days, so we'll use that.
Mm-hmm.
Unresolved issues, and things would just, not things, but the memories would float to the surface. And I heard myself arguing, and while my mouth is going, or my mind is going, another aspect of myself is like, why are you doing this? You know, it's pointless. So I'm going to, we'll do the walkie-talkie CB style. Over. Proceed. Hello?
Okay, so hopefully I should have a better signal now. I've just restarted the call, and if Virg will hopefully call me back in a second. There is a hum on the line, and it sounds like somebody else has called into Studio B, which may be the cause of my problem. That it's actually that there's a, I'm hearing a sound back. So, Mike, or if anybody on the Rev Radio can hear, can you make sure that there's nobody else that's called into the Studio B line, because that seems to be I'm hearing a sound back off it, which is. Not usual. I should hear silence. I should hear absolute silence from it. So call back Vu, and we'll restart the conversation. So is anybody in Revolution Radio able to address this? I'm not sure if I have. Some people have issues, some people have subscriptions. That's very good. Very funny. So, now, where was I? Let's see. So, hopefully, the sound should have improved. And we'll see. Sound better? Anyway, so we were talking earlier. Before Verge called in, can it due to cause cost war reaction from FAM? Call on Skype. Right. Alright, now I've got to regain my train of thought as to what I was talking about before I was talking with Verge. And there's at least a 4 minute delay between here and the Wall Street Radio chat room. Yes. So, that's good. Combo. Okay, there you go. So, hopefully the sound of this will be improved. By the way, I've been recording it on my other system so that I've got a full non-cutting out archive that I can give you later, Dave. So, now, where am I... Oh, good, yes. Love can come. Right, so anyway, what Virg was talking about issues coming up. And I've been talking about stuff. I mean, people have, I've got stuff around this. People have, I'm triggered by this. People say, I've got a complex about this. People say I've got issues about that. They're all saying the same thing, in that there is an emotional disturbance, and those aforementioned issues that which have been buried in those little deep layers, those things are the ones that are being loosened at the moment. It's a bit like soil being loosened so that you can pull the weeds out of your garden. You dig a fork in, just give it a little wiggle, and that will loosen all the soil, and you can pull the weed out quite easily without breaking the root, because the soil has been loosened. And I feel that this area of space that we're moving into and through is a bit like slightly loosened soil. And of course we're being continually created and recreated 22 trillion times a second. according to the continuous creation destruction theory, which means that the atoms that we were made from 2 seconds ago have been switched in and out 22 million times and are different atoms as we're moving through space and time. I know that's a bit hard to get hold of, but the idea is that that we're recreated all the time out of the stuff of the space that we're moving through as a solar system and as a galaxy and as a universe, etc. And that the space that we're in at the moment, somehow on the astral plane, the emotional plane, allows these emotions to start rising to the surface. And it seems that instead of being triggered by a sound or a smell or this or that, the memories are being stimulated almost spontaneously. It's like it's being generated by another emotion, another dimension, other things coming. That's subscriptions. Yes. Do subscribe to my love. So what's happening to me, the things that I see happening are these denied layers of emotion are starting to move. They're starting to jiggle against each other. There's starting to be a friction happening, and that friction, I suppose you could look upon them like asteroids in the asteroid belt, just kind of sitting there in the gravity well, not doing anybody any harm. But suddenly, when something, some wave of gravity disrupts it, the asteroid falls out of the belt, starts hurtling towards the sun, and oh, look, the Earth is in the way. What a shame. Boom. So that's what can happen to emotions and issues and feelings and stuff. I've certainly been through it in the last month. Certain events, certain interactions with people have created an emotional response, maybe appropriate or not, who knows. But they were certainly an emotional response. That emotional response loosened another emotional response, which has loosened another emotional response, and so on. And I feel that I've definitely unlocked another part of my emotional expression ability, which is no bad thing, especially seeing as I'm a lead guitar player. So it's very handy. And I have to say that listening to the rehearsal tapes in the last couple of weeks, my guitar playing in terms of expression has gone up an octave. It's really it's improved. It's the feel of the sound of the playing here. So it's all good. It sounds like what we've been waiting for all of these years is definitely here. We've all been wondering, what is it going to be like? What's it going to feel like to go through this thing? And nobody could tell us, because nobody's been on a planet when it's ascended as well. So what's happening to us is happening to the Earth. The other thing is that the Earth is going through a very fearful situation. And that's what seems to do it. It does seem to be fearful situations cause that adrenaline rush. That adrenaline rush causes us to kind of step outside of who we have been, takes us into a new domain of not knowing and creativity, a space for things to create, allowing the energy of whatever is around you to coalesce into a response to whatever appears to be the issue. So we have a series of moments where we're faced with old memories. Now, what do you do with those old memories? Many people have been experiencing them. They've just been coming up, just spontaneous. Where does that come from? if you've been doing the work, you'll know exactly why you've had it. And it will be a clue for you. It'll be like a dream, a dream clue, a dream symbol. Oh, so what are you talking about? I told you what you began, and yet when I really want to hear a show, I get side-chatted. PM, the shows I love, I get left alone. She needs to know when I say no, mean not now or knowing, meaning I miss your intro. There it goes again. PM when I say I want to listen. You can call in again, Vu, and see what she was, see what goes on. So there we go. So we've got. I'm just looking at the Rev chat room just to see if there's any messages for me. I suppose if you're really wanting to get a message to me from the Rev chat room, you can send me a private message to ask me questions by double clicking on my name. Then typing in stuff, and I'll catch that on my IRC. So I'm not entirely sure what you're saying, Vu. So maybe you could ring back in and explain to me what the heck you're going on about. So yes, the use of triggers in this process. We face everyday occurrences, everyday things. Some days, things move very smoothly. Some days, things move very turgidly. Sometimes, things are kind of gravelly. You know, it's like very difficult. Very lots of friction. And all of these things change. It seems to be, you know, every day is different. These days, every day is very intense. It's like about 3 or 4 days' events happening in one day. Putting the justice. So, hang on, I'm just going to ask Verge to call back in. Oh, she's got no mic. All right, that's why she's got. All right, well, we'll call in on the telephone. Oh, I see. All right. Maybe Dave could arrange to call his call. Hang on, maybe can I get to call her back? Let's see. And I'll invite that one to group call. I'll and see if I'll call her. See if there's.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Diana, please?
Oh, I got it. Pop it to me, thanks.
Right, Diana.
Jeremy.
Makes sense.
I'm not going to go. I was about to say how I prefer to hear it pronounced, but never mind. That's my ego speaking. And I'm putting my ego in the corner of the room. Sit over there, stay. All right. Hello.
Hello. Your ego's welcome as long as it behaves itself.
And
doesn't poo on the carpet.
No.
Or chew the desks up.
Okay, time to put it on. All right.
Yeah, you got to switch off the radio. There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, issues coming up from the depths. Yes. In the nature of what's the nature of these things been for you? Is it emotional? Is it physical, mental things? What level are they affecting you?
How Mandelbrot fractal are we going? What view, boy? All of the above and then some. Basically. Mostly the family dynamic issues. Part of the year, I babysit the house while family goes
to their vacation home. And I get to be me. Then they return, I get to be the oppressed. So I'm learning how to walk around eggshells. I'm learning how to avoid certain of the path that I see. I'm learning how to avoid some of the eggshells altogether. However, old dynamics are surfacing, and I know it's a teaching moment, quote unquote. So part of it is the opportunity to rewrite the way it's in the movie Groundhog Day. So I examine the moment when I'm grounded enough to examine the moment, but other times I just argue to the air because the moment's there. And as I'm mumbling under my breath because I hear somebody walking in the yard and saying, gosh, I wish I could do this, but I know it'll trigger this and their reaction. I don't feel like dancing this dance anymore.
Well,
over.
Thank you. Well, you know, is it one of these situations where, you know, you are being blackmailed somehow into not behaving the way you need to behave, the way you are, you know, being you, you know, sort of thing. And you got your family there, and your family's like the mold in which you have been, in which your mind stood, in which your emotions stood, and it's there, the shapes that they are when they combined, that's the space that you had to fit into, and that's not always the natural space that you need to occupy. So your space is necessarily invaded. And that's basically what I've been talking about today, is when things intrude into your body reacts in a specific way. If it was a splinter or a metal fragment, it behaves in this particular way that works it out. And so what I'm proposing is that these things that happened to us during our early years are now starting to work their way out, because we're becoming much more who we are and not who we're not. Does that make sense to you, Virg?
It does, because I was fortunate.
Many of us know the law of attraction. Not as far as attracting, you know, but calling for what it is you desire. I've been fortunate to discover that quote-unquote term to comprehend the dynamics of the universe. If you focus on lack, that expands. If you focus on seeking the answer, that's what comes. So the knowing that I almost forgot where I was going. I put out a flare gun comment on Facebook, and I psychically knew that this person was there to help me. So I communicated with her on Facebook, and she said, check out Mastering Alchemy. So it's a website, but it's worked with Jim Self, and he says, part of the switch, the transition, is remembering, leaving behind the who we are not, and becoming more full of the who we are. Mother, father, teacher, minister, you know, administering what they believe, what they have learned was quote unquote good for us. So, yes, I comprehend what you mean, breaking that mold. And also, I'm of the opinion that they feel threatened about the dynamics being changed. Although they want me to move on, and I'm moving, I'm of the opinion that they feel threatened that the same old is dissipating. And they don't recognize this. I do. So that's why I know, no, don't bring up this conversation, et cetera, et cetera. Go. Over. Go.
So that's how you know what to avoid going into that territory, because you just hit the wall of their denial. Over.
And yes,
indeed. So, am I accurate in my assertion? On what's going on?
So, yeah, so do you know your astrology, by the way?
What about astrology?
Do you have, do you know your own, where your planets are and things? Like Sun in Virgo, you know, that sort of stuff.
I don't know it to convey it at the moment. I only know at this moment that six are in Virgo. So I had a friend of mine, she said, you're still in Virgo, and jokingly I responded, is that contagious? She leered at me. I'm just kidding, but you know, who? She said, stellium means that you have more than a certain quantity in your own sign.
Well, that's very interesting. So, what happened a few months ago, I don't know if you were aware of this, Virge, but a few months ago there was a stellium in Pisces. And that's when the Sun and like five other planets, Mars, you know, they're all crowded in there. And then they all slept into Aries. There was a big stelliums. So, what should be happening now, because Pisces is opposite Virgo, this should be like a balancing of the energy. So if it was red, it would be it's big green, wouldn't it? If it'd be magenta, it'd be green. If it was blue, it'd be orange. You see what I mean? It's like the opposite.
Sir, we're speaking color wheel.
Color wheel.
I'm having technical difficulties with my mouth.
Normal service will be resumed after technical difficulties have been ironed out. What's going on? Is it that bad? Is it just the new normal being too weird?
That would delight me so much, because I'm all about, I like weird. So, yeah, I had a best friend, and, you know, we parted company. She's a Pisces, and I said to her, you know, we seem to run along parallel, and then we split. You know, she would mention, oh, he looks attractive, and I said, really? And I'd look over and say, oh, he looks attractive, and she'd say, really? I said, well, at least we're safe. You know, we'll never compete for the same individual.
That's right. You want to look for a pair of friends.
So,
Meanwhile,
I'd say about a week later, an astrology magazine said that the Virgos and Pisces complement one another. They fill in the gaps of what the other one isn't aware of. She's like, how do you do that? I shrugged my shoulders like, I don't know. But I've come to learn that Virgos being earth and matter, that I looked around and said, oh, no wonder I can manifest things really well.
Yes, and build, put things together, assemble. Yeah. probably able to assemble flat packs, whereas your other friends had no idea and would end up with a pile of bits of things.
I don't know what you mean by flat packs.
You know, furniture that is, you know, modern furniture made from flat sheets that have holes pre-drilled, and you get...
Oh.
Yeah, what do you call them?
I comprehend what you mean. Years back when my sister purchased assembled games for my children, she's looking at the instructions. I have it put together. She goes, well, now you... How do you do that? You didn't even look at the instructions. You didn't have to.
Yeah, exactly. So you got a natural sense of manifestation and form. And that's a Virgoan thing. It's also connected with the seventh ray, which is your soul ray energy, interestingly. When in what day are you born?
I'll give the full date, September 12th.
The 12th, okay. It's okay.
I have to spend Venezuela. 5:35 in the morning.
Okay. So the 12th is in the third decanate of Virgo. Yeah, which brings you kind of opposite where mine is. So, there's all sorts of complementation on different levels, third and seventh ray. Network connectivity lost. What's just happened? Have I lost you? No, I'm still online, it appears, but everything else seems to have dropped, so I'm not sure. Yeah, I thought so. There we go again. So let's just call everybody again.
Hello.
Oh, that's very weird. Ah, you've got your radio on.
I turned it up when the call was dropped, and now I have it turned down.
Busy. Ah. What the heck is going on with Revolution Radio? I'm now unable to raise help. I'll call you back in a second. Right, okay, I am back on the air, and let's try and call, let's call Virgil again and see what happens, and where we're going from here. All right, so this is very interesting. We always get, there you go. Hey, Virgil. So, actually, what's VU? How do you pronounce VU? Is it VU?
Certainly.
As a musician, I call them VU meters, because that's what we call them in the musical world.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been following my promptings, so I had plenty of fun with Virg and Verge and... Viagra by default, an error with the, what was that product? Anyway, I was like, you mean I did that on mistake by purpose? Oh, man. So I put in VU just to shorten the chat line, and that was the prompting I had, and now it's the VU meters. What's that about?
Well, you know, when you're in a recording studio and you got all the different tracks of music, you know, on one you've got the drums and another you've got the bass and the other one you've got the vocals and the guitar. And at the top of the mixing desk in the old things, there's a meter. Do you remember? Can you picture what I'm talking about?
I can picture it.
Yeah, and you know, you see the one where the drums are, and you see it beating away, and you can see it going across, and you see the guitar, and it's kind of wobbling around the middle, and then you see the vocals pulsing away. Those are called VU meters, visual unit. So it demonstrates in visual what is going on the musical track. Before that,
years ago,
yeah.
Years ago, I did a fanzine called Roar, Rockers of All Respects, not about the chairs that rock back and forth. But it was suggested to me by a co-worker. She was saying, you know, since you have this innate ability for following, you know, your passion, and at the moment it seems to be music, why don't you do a fanzine? I said, a what? And she explained it. So, it fleshed itself out, and I came up with the acronym ROAR, Rockers of All Respect. And while speaking to one of the press agents, I mentioned two separate bands by two separate labels, conveying what I perceived as similarity, and this individual that from the label said that it was produced by the same person. And my jaw fell, like, I don't know the technicalities of the industry, but it seemed to have this innate ability to do that. I just, you know when you have that moment where you look around the room and you know no one's there, and you're like, damn, I wish somebody had recorded this. I know I was there.
Yeah, it's really handy having a mobile phone these days, because you can indeed record things like that. Anyway, stuff where people do amazing things. Oh, wow, I wish somebody had seen that. I just did something amazing and nobody saw it. Did it really happen?
Indeed, yes.
That's why I like to make things. Because when you make something, it really happened. You can show people afterwards, look, I did this process and this is what happened.
Yeah.
And you can hold it in your hand.
So, to bring us back to the September 12th, the 3rd, I didn't catch what you said.
Decanate.
Decanate.
Yeah. Okay. Every sign is divided into three decanates. It means 10. Deck, yeah? Mm-hmm. And so a decanate means 10 days. And so the sign has 30 degrees, and each sign is divided into 10 degrees, three lots of 10 degrees, and they are represented by the spot cards in the tarot deck. And you can map the whole of the spot cards on the tarot deck to this 36 sign astrology. It's actually more than 36, because you've got 3 times 12 of each of the signs, and then you've got the signs themselves. So it's 36 by the time plus 12, which is 48 signs altogether. And they are like a fine tuning on astrology. It's very interesting. So, you know, there are like 3 kinds of Virgos and 3 kinds of Pisces, at least.
That's quite true. I've learned that. And then you have the other aspect of houses and whatnot. I comprehend when I hear it. I just don't know how to bat it back yet.
Well, it's subtle, really, isn't it? You've got all of... Because you're talking about qualities that exist on different planes of existence. You know, they're different... they're descriptions of texture on different layers of the Russian doll that comprises the human, or our emotional bodies, our physical bodies, our mental bodies. You know, they exist in real places at the same time, interpenetrating our reality. And that's probably where I was getting to about the whole 22 million Well, 22 trillion times a second business.
So, it's not quite possible. It's literally possible to rewrite scripts by slipping into the... Is that what the zero point is? Is just slipping into the in-betweens?
Yeah, between the atoms. I mean, imagine, between each... I heard this last night, which is... And it's pretty... Wow. But between each atom... And a next atom, it's like the distances in the solar system.
Right.
You know, so we're there's a lot of empty space inside us. And so, if...
Sorry.
I know there's certain empty spaces inside me, but I think I stuffed a potato into it earlier. Oh, no, that sounds bad, doesn't it? No, I ate a baked potato. Enough.
Mercury being a silly one, and I have six of them, I am not automatically, but Mercury took me to, like, I know a lot of empty spaces. And I just went, like, I gotta go now. Thank you. Catch you later. Anyway, proceed.
Proceed, number one. Okay.
Pardon?
Proceed, number one. So, meanwhile, we have these. I was just looking at that thing that you were placing there. I'm just checking the chat room. Is anybody putting anything in that is? That is relevant. No. Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's very nice to see everybody. It's a shame that there's a 4-minute delay from now until it hits the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room. But there you go. We'll see what we can do. RCMP. What's that? Oh, that's the police. Oh, wow. Good Lord. Good luck. Everybody wish Kat, send the best of love to her. She's got the Mounties there, so I don't know what's going on there. So where were we, Diana?
We were talking about atoms and spaces representing the solar system in relation to distance.
Yeah, distances. Because of the relationship to time is breaking down, our relationship to distance is breaking down, and that which existed, it's like, have you heard about the Philadelphia experiment?
Have I heard about the double split?
No, the Philadelphia experiment.
Oh, indeed I have. Yes. Over.
They tried to make a ship invisible. Instead of making it invisible, it fell through space-time. You know, normal enough scientific procedure. You know, they get the best of the minds of the 20th century, Einstein and Tesla. They put them together and say, all right, make their ship go invisible. So they not only made it invisible, they made it disappear from our time-space completely. But what happened was, when they were in the traveling, when they were in the traveling space between the times, what was matter and what was not matter didn't seem to matter so much, and that things that were solid became like mist, and they could be walked through. And if the crew members who were walking around on the ship didn't know what was going on and didn't know where they were walking, when the ship reappeared a few seconds later, they became part of the metal. This was one of the real secrets that they wanted to keep, because it's rather harrowing. You know, people were still alive, some of them, but still, you know, sort of embedded in the deck. So so what I'm feeling at the moment is like something like that, some sort of expansion of the distance between our atoms is going on, but we don't notice it because everything's expanding and shrinking at the same rate. You see?
Sort of reminds me of the scene Harry Mean saying, like, well, who's this guy? You know, expanding universe.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back after this message.
Nighthawk here. Do you like getting down to the bone, getting the real truth? Well, right here, Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, is the place to be. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where you will meet Carrie Cassidy from Whistleblower Radio, where she has in-depth interviews with some of the most prominent whistleblowers of our time. And that's why they call it Whistleblower Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you there Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I gotta know the truth, Charlie.
Truth is for suckers, Johnny boy.
A dark crisis rises of apocalyptic proportion. A desperate race against time to control the truth is fought between man and those who feel they are above them. Will you perceive what is real before it is too late for you? Join me, Steve Travesty, on Project Red Beam. We will discuss all angles of our world's mysteries to get to the bottom of the puzzle we call life. Wednesday, 8 to 10 Eastern.
That's 8 to 10 Eastern Time, Revolution Radio Studio B, where information never sleeps.
The Empire is in peril.
You're probably too young to know, but the Empire is always in some kind of peril.
I may have been overly rude earlier when I called you a pirate.
And I may have been overly charitable when I said I wasn't.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Be here Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to catch Roxy Lopez straight from the Valley of the Sun. Her discussions run from chemtrails to sovereignty, aliens to conspiracy facts. So join us for The Truth Denied with Roxy Lopez. Again, that's Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
You ever get tired of being wrong? Come to the future!
You know what the difference is between you and me?
I make this look good.
Join the Sacred Matrix with hosts Janet Kiralesan and Dr. Sasha Lesson, 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on Revolution Radio.
Here we free ourselves from the God spell, transform the perverted matrix to the divine one. We become conscious, and we embrace universal, unlimited love.
We feature colorful guests and topics such as extraterrestrials, ghosts, interdimensionals, and aliens. We examine evidence, anomalies, archaeological ruins, and anthropology.
We explore past lives, future lives, life between lives. We get into astral projection, near-death experiences, archetypes, visions, and dreams.
Episodes include time travel, teleportation, counseling, spirituality, tantra, relationships, peace, shamanism, peak experiences, and ego transcendence.
Join the lessons Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com for The Sacred Matrix, a divine paradigm of love.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride, and they can bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out.
Not me.
Get it?
Revolution Radio. Where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
Revolution Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeah, well, here we are, back again, and, yes, here we are, purging with Virg. So, it's, you know, it's a story of stuff gets buried, stuff comes up, you know. That reminds me of an old African skull that was buried in a Scottish estate near to where I live. That they went over there in the war, in the Boer War, and to, you know, killed loads of Zulus and things, and brought a skull back. It was one of these ancestors' skulls, and he brought it back as a curio. Several years later, you know, the children of the family, they find that this thing was buried by the chapel. Under a rock, and the rock had actually cracked and broken apart because this thing was underneath it pushing upwards, very much like the ping pong ball that I was talking about earlier. So these things do rise. Things have a tendency to return to their level, like water. Interesting, eh?
Indeed.
So, no vodka. No one's got any vodka. Right. Okay. So audio archive. Yes, Justin Health, if you wish to get to the audio archive, you have to be a subscriber to the archives. It's an excellent way of supporting Wolf Spirit Radio. We put all this stuff out. We do it all for free, but it costs us money to rent the servers. It costs us money to rent the transmitting devices. It costs us money to rent the archive servers. You know, renting space on the internet is expensive stuff. Renting bandwidth is expensive stuff. So if you want your stuff for free, well, where does it come from? Somebody's got to pay for it. So it's better to subscribe to the archives, because it means that you're going to get something, and you're giving something in return. So we all like to be able to exchange. Dave and I, we've been doing this thing for nearly 3 years, and neither of us receive a penny for it. Mike has been doing it for God knows how long. I don't know how much he's been receiving for it. So I hope that if you enjoy these shows, if you enjoy us opening our souls to you, then you may support the medium through which this happens, and perhaps one day you'll also have the opportunity to do so yourself with your own perspective. So, Diana, are you there?
Jeremy. Is that your proper name?
Proper. I'm known as JP. Commonly known as JP, right? But I was... the name that is on the English birth certificate registering me as a subject of the crown is, in fact...
Oh, well, JP it is then.
Yeah, see? So this is where we find ourselves. We find ourselves with these energies that are kind of bubbling up from below. We have splinters coming out. We've got skulls popping up. The truth is coming out. The truth is ugly. The truth is corrupt. What we call corruption is the ugliest form of corruption. It's blackmail. It's human trafficking. It's slavery. It's paedophilia. It's satanic rituals. It's all these really awful things, which of course they didn't want us to find out about. So everybody's been kept in the dark forever about this kind of stuff. What's your feeling about all these emerging scandals? Have you seen? Did you see this stuff before, Diane?
Have I seen this stuff before? Meaning the lids being blown off?
Yeah, stuff like the Franklin scandal and Holly Gregg. I don't know if you're aware of all this stuff. It's awful. It's horrible. But basically, the idea that children's homes are part of a network that extends all the way to the White House, politicians, local government, local groups, doctors, lawyers, that sort of thing, all being fed children that are extracted from these children's homes. And a recent scandal in Britain about a man called Jimmy Savile, who's like a typical English eccentric bloke, but turned out to be like the most intense serial molester and paedophile and necrophile that you could imagine. He was like the most evil person you could imagine, and he was in our face on TV as I grew up. It was amazing. And
my voice sounds like I'm downplaying it, but strangely enough, years ago, I gave up attempting to keep up with the news, knowing full well that if the news needs to find me, it will, and it always does. So I'm aware of said situation. And I've had many signals from source saying that, can't figure out how to say this without sounding pompous.
Oh, say it anyway, and we know you're not pompous.
That I'm one of I'm not in the background, but I'm part of the support, energetic support, that I didn't agree to come here to be one of the exposers, but I agreed to Earth to be part of the support, energetic support, to strengthen the energy, the revealings.
So you can act as a witness during this process then?
Witness meaning?
Well, witness is somebody who observes something without judging.
Therefore witness, and also with the Earth Mind Think Tank and whatnot.
Hmm.
Because I had a read with Rebecca and about several psychic attacks, and she said, yeah, yes, those were psychic attacks because they know you're here to serve our purpose, and they're trying to delete you from being part of that service. So, over.
Interesting. So, everybody's got their mark. Everybody's got the person who like is their personal opposition, their personal saboteur. I'm not talking about the inner saboteur. I'm talking about people outside of us, people who have been placed in our lives to prevent us from doing the things that we would do if we were on the path to enlightenment. And somehow, luckily, they get out of the way long enough for us to actually progress and become more than we are. Sometimes it's the process of getting them out of the way that causes us to become the enlightened people that they were trying to prevent us from being.
Agree, because, did you have more to say? Well, proceed.
No, proceed.
I'm in agreement, because I've had many, not many, I have this same group of beings in my life. Oh, why don't you go meet so-and-so? Why don't you go do this? I'm like, just because I'm alone, not mean I'm lonely. I like my company. I like-hearted people, and I will find them. And I was led to Wolf Spirit Radio, and this is my family. I found my family, and now people are beginning to fall by the wayside socially and things of that nature, so I can focus more on my work. Periodically somebody pops up trying to interfere and interject and interrupt, and I let them know, the weakest link, goodbye. not so tactlessly, but that's what I convey.
So you've got the ability to get people out of your life who are deliberately placed there. So have you got any handy hints for those of us who are still challenged at being able to eject people from our lives?
One hint is to realize about the law of attraction, knowing that you do have an inner guidance system, and patterns are initially difficult to break. However, you fake it till you make it. You pretend, you act out, whether it's mentally or what have you. You pretend to be this being that you know you are. And much like the movie Groundhog Day, the universe gives you that opportunity over and over and over until you get it. So I'm answering some of my own questions. But you get the opportunity to have it replay, and you re-script it, and you might feel that knot in your stomach for a moment, a bit of fear. However, you let it fall out of your mouth, or you speak in action, that I'm not following the stand steps anymore. I'm pivoting somewhat, or I'm doing a 180. Over.
So you got a sense that you're responding to the moment.
Correct.
In a new way, in a creative way, which is the what I say earlier is something puts a makes a creative space around you. That means, you know, nobody's ever done this before. It's never happened before. You are the first person ever to do it. What do you do? And you, you know, perhaps you look around and you see what is available to you and use whatever is available to you to construct and manifest whatever it is you need to MacGyver your way out of, and boom. Kind of thing. Did I hit a note there?
You didn't hit a nerve. You found something. You must have read something. Or maybe I said it during the Ray read. Yeah, probably. Where at one time some individuals called me MacGyver and some called me Martha Stewart, so I called myself Martha Guyver.
All right. I don't know who Martha Stewart is, but I've heard that MacGyver is a guy who is like a mix of Mr. Fix-It, kind of. He can fix his way out. Actually, it sounds like me. I've never seen this show, but he sounds like me, because that's what I do. You know, I'll sort of hook together, lash together, that's a good way of putting it, lash together an instrument to create the thing that I need to make. And that will work on any level, you know, whether it's a computery thing, whether it's a physical thing made with pipes and pulleys, or whether it's an emotional construct or a mental construct. You know, it's all the same thing, because the world is a hologram, a fractal.
Yes, it's and it's also key to recognize the opportunity. The item at hand could be something that's always been at hand. However, the individual who's learning the process sees it in a new way. Like, oh, well, it's a rock, but it now I see it's not only a rock, it's a weight that I can use to activate this, et cetera, et cetera. So it's recognizing also is key to seeing it and seeing opportunities that are there. The universe will provide if that's what you seek.
Well, that's an interesting thing you bring up there. You know, you pick this thing up, and in your hand, it's heavy in your hand, and you look at it, and your mind says, that's a rock, right? And instantly, it's lost its value, right? But if you didn't have that thing in your mind, or you just kind of said, okay, yeah, well, whatever, and you held it in your hand, and you could feel its weight, you would then start considering what kind of application you could use this kind of weight, this kind of concentrated piece of weight. If I put a little lever here and I put this thing here, I can counterbalance some other force that makes, you know, makes levers and stuff like that. No, but basically you're looking at what the thing in your hand is in essence, as opposed to what your mind judges it to be. And that's where invention comes, because you're able to look at the essence of things and assemble something on the essence level and then manifest it on the physical level. And actually that works very well with your Ray essence, with your 7-3, your 2-7-3. So Soul Ray 7 and Personality Ray 3, which explains all the word thing. You're very three, and so building things would be good for you. It would be very building groups, building things with your hands, making stuff with your hands. Very good.
Yeah,
Very good. Because you've got ideas for doing things that need to manifest.
They do, because I put it out to the universe that I have many of these completed items, and hearing that Wolf Spirit Radio and other stations are listener supported, I private messaged Dave saying, I have these ideas, where can I send a few ideas? So I sent some. And by the way, Wolf Spirit Radio is going to have a store, so you can put your items on the store. So, people, listeners, I do not have typical creations. They're practical, but they're not typical. I love strange. I love when people say, where did you get that idea? Why don't you make one of these? And I reply and add to the heap that already exists. So, I'll be, soon they'll be up on the Wolf Spirit Radio store. And that's my way of contributing.
Well, that's fantastic. So, yes, a succulent lady with a taste for the bizarre. To quote Frank Zappa.
Taste, I...
So, listen, I've got a question here from Mr. Hulk. And it's been hanging on for at least, at least 15 minutes. So anyway, he is asking, Wolfman J, do you feel this is a natural progression, or do we have to try and make something happen and then create your own reality? This is a very interesting point, and I think it is very much about achieving the balance between try and do. I think it's back to what I was saying before about when you manifest a thought. One of the things I did, because I used to get really scatterbrained, and one of the things I did is that I'd spend a few moments, if I had a thought, I would do it straight away. So if I think sandwich, I immediately get up and make a sandwich. If I think loo, I don't think, oh, I'll go in a few minutes, I get up and go, you know. Just to make something connect between the world of the mind and the physical world. So it then becomes a natural process for other ideas to manifest through me, because once I've opened up the channel from my mind to my body, through my emotional body, because I've got to be motivated, that's the emotional body part of it. You have to be motivated to do anything, which is why, you know, I'm Mr. Not Very Motivated. And according to Shari Edwards, it's because of my liver. But anyway, that's another matter. I'll play more Dad Gad later. So when you have a situation with a great deal of pressure from underneath that is then pushing everything out to the surface, we are kind of, it's a bit like if you take a milk carton and stuff it into a load of other milk cartons and then release the lid, your milk carton will kind of expel air until all the other cartons, it's filled the space, and then you can put the lid back on. Then when you pull it out, you'll see that the cartons kind of all collapsed in different places. And this is really what we were talking about earlier, Diana, about the way when you grow up in your family, you grow up in the space that's available, and you get the love that's available to you, and, you know, you put the other stuff away, the other needs away. And so we all grow up deformed in this way, diminished. because of this pressure. And so here we have the opportunity to undo the cap and blow the carton back up again, if we want to move that metaphor up. And this is the energy that is coming in from the galactic center. This is this upgrade that everybody's been talking about. Have you been sensing any of that?
Have I been what, any of that?
Sensing. Have you felt...
Indeed.
Like a pressure that is from the inside for you to be you. It's like you. It's like you squared, you cubed, pulsing out from the inside of you, never to be diminished ever again, kind of thing.
Absolutely, because when we were doing the Ray reading, you mentioned boundaries, and I did that silly boundary man. Oh, thank you. So evidently, I felt it then. I just didn't realize consciously. So, yes, is the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. So we have all these. What we call issues, but they're really like a deform. They're like a pressure formed mold that we've been forced to conform to. So at this time, it feels like the surface of the carton, the skin of the carton, is more malleable, looser, more like rubber or silicone. And that the pressure that is coming from within us is able to kind of reinflate the deformed being, and I believe that that's what is happening to us. So, do we have to try? No, we have to do the opposite of try, which is allow. How do you make something... Are you okay? You're not dying on me, are you? It's like emphysema time.
Probably, I'm fine. It's just humid, so there's probably some archons. I probably brought them to surface when I sat down.
Ah, fungus, huh?
Dinner, no.
So Hulk is saying, you know, is this a natural progression, or do we have to try and make something happen? You don't need I'm going to be crude here, but you don't need to try to go to the bathroom. You know, it just happens. A waterfall doesn't need to try to crash to the ground. It does. That's what happens. You know, it's in that way, it's a natural progression. We're all subject to the same universal laws, and those universal laws are universal. So they're fractal. They operate on all dimensions and all ways of looking at things and all layers, and they all have the same process. That's what's the beauty of looking at a holographic universe, is that you begin to see the process, the pattern, the operation, the modus operandi of how the world, how the universe manifests things. So what we learn through the law of attraction is to not try, to not fiddle, to not interfere. Because the universe can do it all by itself. It's just that things stop happening when we keep our mind occupied with interfering with them. So there is a kind of special way of mentally and emotionally leaving stuff alone to allow it to happen. And I suppose you could say it's a bit like planting a potato in the ground and you know the potato's growing, and you don't dig it up every 3 weeks to find out if it's grown another root. You know. You just leave it. You don't you don't mess around with it. I was going to say something else. You don't fiddle with it. You don't molest it. You just let it grow. Yeah. Trust the process.
That's the toughest part. Years ago, being raised in the logical 3D world, and you know, Virgo, I identified, so resonated with the character Spock on Star Trek, and nebulously about 20 years ago when I started exploring the questions, it was difficult to roll the marble from the logical side into the intuitive side. And I do recall living in the logical side, but now it's tipped more into the intuitive side. So that's the initially the difficult part, is to recognize the intuition, the little whispers, the moment, as you were saying, when you get the notion to make a sandwich, make the sandwich now. Over.
Yeah, to express it immediately. And that gives a great a facility. Because what you're doing is you're creating a channel from the mental plane through the emotional plane, which is where things get blocked, down into the physical plane. You create a motivation. And the motivation is that it'll make other things better. It's like an exercise, like exercising your fingers in order to play guitar better. Or piano better. Beethoven used to stick great big wedges of wood between his fingers so he could spread his fingers further, you know. It's a little bit of, you know, training, which is suffering, which is like, oh, that's no fun. But there you go. So, and so I'm going to go back to your question, Hulk, because the last part, it says create your own reality, and that's the key. There is a natural progression. It's the same as a waterfall. It's a natural progression. You can sit in your boat. You can go over the waterfall. You can do the salmon thing. you could get flipped up. You could use the vortex that's created at the bottom of the waterfall to flip yourself back up and go up the river. But, you know, that's really bucking the trend. But there is an energy there. It's like a resource that's available to you right now. And it's the energy of manifestation. And if you have... You know, I'm sure most people have heard Bashar talking about manifestation. They've heard Esther Hicks talking about it. They've heard all these people talking about manifestation. They've seen What the Bleep Do We Know and the Celestine Prophecy and seen all the films, and still they can't quite get it, because it's about the feeling. The universe communicates by feelings. Animals communicate by feelings, and it's only when we feel our feelings that we are able to communicate truly with nature. And indeed, that's how we manifest, because, surprise, surprise, it works in feeling. So the way you do it is you say, or you create in yourself the feeling of the feeling that you want to feel. As you say before, fake it till you make it. So if I say, and also it has to be a kind of feasible feeling, you know, it's got to be like something that I could easily feel next week, that it is not, you know, it's not totally out of my range of my scope of feeling. So for instance, if you've never felt wealthy, then you've got to do it bit by bit. You've got to stretch that kind of, you know, it's a muscle to feel wealthy. It's like a muscle, you know, if you don't feel wealthy, and you have a sense of poverty all the time, then that's your kind of default setting, and you'll tend towards it. And like the muscle that was your wealthy muscle, it becomes atrophied. So by stretching that, by feeling wealthy about something, you get the idea that you can feel wealthy about money as well. And once you've done that, you then start practicing in yourself, feeling what it would feel like if you had money, and then eventually that will magnetize to what that will draw to you that experience, and that's you communicating with the universe, and that is how you create your own reality, and that is exactly how you do anything else. So you visualize the scenario, but the main thing is not the visualization itself, but it's the feeling that you have about the visualization that you've made. So you create the visualization that will make the feeling. Does that make any sense to you? Over?
I'm getting gooder and gooder at doing this, because I've had practice, and practice makes perfecter. So, yeah. Who is in the chat room asking about how to create, how to do this?
Hulk33. Hulk.
I'm not looking at the screen.
It's Hulk in the chat room with his very fine thin red writing. Is really this really has it would really help if you had dense writing. But thanks for passing that on. What do you think, Diana?
It's the learning to recognize in your own operating system. Like, for instance, I work with creating. Hulk, however, his or her operating system could be music or engineering. So the clues will come that way. You know, it's an individual interpretation. So the sensations will work to the individual. So it's fine-tuned to every specific being, you know, whether it's audio or visual or feeling, and it's learning to recognize when the universe says, okay, I have your request in the process, so here's a hint, and if you respond, it'll manifest quicker. If you delay, we'll give you another clue. And it'll manifest, however, you know, it's learning to recognize the clues. What was your question?
Well, we're talking about, you know, communicating with the universe in terms of feelings and vibrating at that feeling. Because it's a vibration, isn't it?
They're so subtle at first. It's recognizing and not going too deep into the details. This is what I want. This is what I seek. And I give it to you now, and I hope to recognize it and let it go. And as you said, expressing in the moment. Because initially I was really frustrated with the scatterings in my, what I called the slash room, things being scattered, not orderly. They were orderly once upon a time. But I've discovered that my muses are helping me, saying, you know, if you do it too orderly, we can't work with you. Work with what you have on hand. These two components may not make sense initially, and I'll put those two components together and set it aside, and some time period later, I'll pick it up and find the third component, and it'll be something so strange that I never consciously dreamt of, and I get the wow, where'd you get that? And I made it. You made that. So yes, it's a matter of recognizing the feeling, and they're subtle at first, but after a while it just becomes second nature. You don't have to, like you said, you don't have to try.
Yeah, it's not, I mean,
what just happened?
Yeah, you don't try to drive a car, you know. You put your foot on the gas and you put your foot on the brake and it goes and it stops. You don't try. There's a mechanical process that ensures that when you put your foot on your on the gas pedal, that gas will be fed into the engine and it will go faster. You know, it's something that you rely on. You don't have to question it, unless you, of course, you're a mechanic. But most people don't question it. They turn the key, the damn thing starts. You press the gas and it goes forward. You know, and as far as that is concerned, that's all they need to know. So we don't really have to know how or why the universe will carry out your request. Just that it does, and it's a natural process, and part of the process on the way is that it will drop a little hint to say things are, it's like an email from PayPal, you know, you have just bought this item from eBay. You know, it's just like, yes, the universe has seen that you put in this request, and your request is in queue and will be manifesting. And I think that you may even have a moment there to say, you know, okay, well, that was a good idea at the time, but I think I was drunk and I really don't need that. And it may be that, you know, what you're talking about is if you don't follow on from that showing of the sign, that's the universe saying, okay, right, okay, you didn't want that, I'm going to trash it now, sorry about that, mistaken identity. Over.
Another thing to recognize is that when situation X doesn't pan out, the reason it doesn't pan out is the universe knows better. So it ties into what we were saying, is to get out of the way, trying not to force it. Like, for instance, you want, well, I believe everyone, not believe, I trust all the listeners comprehend our meaning. If something fails to occur, there's a purpose for it, because I'm reiterating myself, the universe knows better. So momentarily, and you mentioned it, feeling like I need to meet somebody, and it's reading the cue, whereas not somebody you want to meet, it's somebody that's planned for your meeting that connects. Over.
Yeah, that's another thing. I talked about that a few weeks ago, didn't I? That I was kind of wandering around and I had this odd feeling. It was an odd feeling, but it was like there was I was sensing a vacuum, and that vacuum was something that was, it was really specific. It was a really specific kind of well, actually, it's back to what I was talking about before, an enlightened witness. And I think more and more this is important for us to have around in our lives, is an enlightened witness. I was, I've been for a while now watching this TV series called Fringe, and I was talking about it to you the other night. It's fascinating because a lot of the, it's all about buried memories. It's all about these memories coming up and biting you in the ass. It's all about super soldier programs. It's all about German paperclip scientists changing their names and having new identities. It's all about dimensional travels. It's all about alternative universes, and it, you know, it's set in three or four universes all at the same time. It's quite a oh dear, we have somebody in the chat room. Yes, please don't spam the chat room. You will be automatically automatically deleted. It looks like that already happened. That's good. Anyway, meanwhile, Fringe, and one of the I was just watching it earlier. You know, I'm having a Fringe-a-thon. I've downloaded all 5 series, and I'm trying to watch them as fast as possible, just to take it. I mean, it's full of great analogies and information, and that's part of the thing that I've always done with sci-fi, is it. If I've got stuff that is kind of unexpressed in myself, I'll often watch a sci-fi at random, because it sometimes gives me the answer to the question or the issue that I've been talking about. You know, because they often deal with these issues like buried memories and early trauma that causes certain behaviors and certain things to arise and bubble up from the deep. And this is what's going on, certainly for me, and certainly for a lot of people in my network. You know, people who I speak to, they are day in, week in, week out. So this process is happening right now, and I believe that it's preparing us for a greater infusion of this light. It's not happening overnight. If it happened overnight, we'd all be burned out. It's happening in little pushes. It's a bit like the tide coming in and then not quite coming out as far as it went, then coming in a little bit further as it's the waves are lapping in and out, and it's rising and rising and rising. The energy and the pressure within us, and that is what they call our light, our greater consciousness. I'm finding myself with a greater consciousness looking out through my eyes. I'm finding myself to be wiser and calmer and more creative than ever before. It's fascinating. Are you seeing improvements like that?
When you ask a question, your words merged, meld together, so I have difficulty discerning what word stopped and what the next word was. What was the question again?
Sorry about that. I was talking like an English person.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, this is Queenie's thing, and I'm sure Tracy's going to love this. This is how Prince Philip speaks, and Prince Charles, they all speak like this, and this is all the words are kind of slurred into one, and you can't really understand what they're going on about at all. Where was I? I will speak in international clipped English for you. I am not entirely sure where I was, so I was probably just...
Were you asking, do I have similar experiences of learning to work with these energies? And I'm paraphrasing.
That's a very good paraphrase. That's good. You should paraphrase more.
Yes. Learning to let things go, learning to let expectations go, trusting the process. However, not negating logic, because logic and intuition working collectively is, I wouldn't say key, but it's not negating one lobe for the other. Learning to work with the inklings, knowing the process, trusting the process. So, yes, learning to, oh, wow, fishing for what you're saying, memory banks. It just vaporized.
Yeah, I know. Keeps happening, doesn't it? And it's like little globules of reality keep popping in and out, which actually was the subject of the Fringe episode. It was like these little globules of time would suddenly appear.
Yeah,
you know, and a tunnel that was once a river became a river for a while. And then it popped back into being a tunnel again, much to the chagrin of the people trying to drive through it. Fascinating series, Fringe. And she's the lead character is finding out all about herself, that she's been modified by this guy who she kind of loves as well, even though this guy did all the experimentation on him, on her and him, his own son. I mean, it's just a fascinating insight into what Stillings calls the industry, the military-industrial complex.
So, okay, I recall now the ebb and flow, and it's happening subtly, however quickly. There's no true words to describe it. It's virtually ineffable. However, I am recognizing these ebbs and flows. The universe is a far more intelligent being, the source. So it's giving the all beings the opportunity to either follow the flow or get caught up in it and ground ground down. So I'm fortunately I do want to be aware of these notions, and my antenna is out there, and I have recognized these opportunities to upgrade and see these inner lights and the energy dynamics that are going on. But last week when you were speaking on these energies, it was good to hear it because I was wondering what the is going on now.
What's this dude waffling on about? I don't know what you're referring to quite there, Hulk, but what I'm feeling is like the tide. So I use this analogy of the tide coming in and going out, and then coming in a bit further and then going out a bit less further, as a gradual pulsation and growth. So what's happening is it's like imagine in our bodies that we have a kind of a heating element, say, the first day it's at 1 volt, and the second day it goes down to naught, and the third day it goes to 2 volts, and then it comes back to 1, and then the third day it goes to 3 volts, and then it goes back to 2, and so it just gradually gets more and more intense, and we're getting more and more used to it, and every day we get more used to it, but when it comes back, it comes back to a high point. It doesn't go back to zero. So we're kind of zigzagging up and up and up and up and up as this energy is coming out of us. And it's happening to every single human on the planet. And so no wonder everybody's behaving bizarrely, because this process that I'm talking about, what's going on with me, is happening to everybody, I believe, or it will be happening, but it's happening to everybody, but I'm just really sensitive to it. I think you're really sensitive to it. You know, the groups of people who can sense it first. Other people have a kind of their awareness is on denser planes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Completely.
So we have on our plates. It's like this stuff is being squeezed out of us, like Play-Doh, you know, is it like squeezing out of our every pore, and it's a detox, and it's good, but it appears bad, because what was buried beneath the skin is now bursting forth, and it's not very pleasant. You know, we've all seen what happens when, you know, stuff is bursting through the skin. It's not pleasant, but the skin repairs. So thank you very much, Diana, for accompanying me through this voyage in the ocean of the mind. And for bringing up some interesting points and causing us all to think. So, thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I thank my inner guidance system for recognizing that I didn't have to rush through it, and if I needed to be prompted off the phone, it would have happened.
So, that's very good. So, those of you who are interested in anything that I'm talking about can visit my site. It's everbeyond.info. There's all sorts of interesting stuff there. There's a few things that are available there, which may also be available on Wall Spirit Radio site. Thank you very much. Click the donate button wherever you find one. I'll see you next Monday. Good night. Thank you, Diana.